We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6. If you have your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Just one little quick scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. As you're turning, we'll pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Lord, thank you for all these children running around and all the excitement. Lord, we love you. We thank you for that. As always, we thank you for living in America. I'm getting ready to come up on 4th of July, and we appreciate the freedom. Thank you for blessing this country. Bless our military as they continue to keep us free and all the leaders of our country. Lord, we just appreciate the opportunity to come into your house, worship, have fun, get close to you, learn about you, and hear your word. So I pray for this little time we have here to discuss your word and teach. Lord, help us all. Help us learn from your word. And help me this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Everybody said amen? So I'm going to talk to the men this morning, but ladies, please, you know, don't fall asleep on me. But hang with me here, but I think we'll all get something from God's word. So here we have duct tape. I was talking to Jason this morning, actually, about duct tape, and then Kelly was duct taping something to the tent at the Peach Festival. Has anybody used duct tape from some really crazy ideas to fix things? Raise your hand if you have. Yeah, especially down here in the South, right? In the military, we used to call this 100-mile-an-hour tape. Anybody remember? 100-mile-an-hour tape? I really don't know why they called it that, but it was the duct tape when it first came out. It says duct tape was one of those invaluable items that is able to solve many of life's problems. Let me share one with you here. Lynn's going to get mad at me, but this is my wallet. She gets mad when I whip it out at restaurants to pay, you know. But years ago, you know, I started having back problems, and I actually didn't go to a little chiropractor guy that was in church, you know, and he was saying, and going to work, I was living about lots of driving to Homerville. I had this big wallet in my back pocket, and so it was causing me to kind of sit with a turn, you know, and he said, yeah, you need to get you a front wallet. So I couldn't find anything I liked, and I'm getting there, I promise, Ricky, I'm getting there. So I got this little business card holder, and I stuck my driver's license and just my essential little things, and I keep it in my front pocket. I love it now, no more back problem, amazing. And so these are hard to find. So when this one kind of gave up the ghost, you know, split down the middle, I just duct taped it. It's kind of redneck, I know, but it works for me. And Lynn doesn't like it still, though. So that's my duct tape story for fixing life's little small problems. Okay. So as I was thinking about Father's Day message, praying about it, and I was thinking, well, you know, I could get real serious with it and talk about serious stuff, and or I could be a little lighthearted, and I felt like the Lord kind of guided me to be a little lighthearted. So I have something for you this morning. I feel like God wants us to all learn. I have some things for fathers, mainly, to seriously consider, whether you're a father, grandfather, or kind of like Angela said, you're a man who has influence on other little kiddos in your life, whether it's grandkids or other kids. For some of you, this will be an opportunity to learn something new. Maybe an area of your life you need to change. And for some of you, this will be an affirmation that maybe you're doing things on track. So we're going to look at this acrostic of father, this word father. F-A-T-H-E-R. No, I'm just kidding. I went to county schools. But this acronym, you know, for father. So let's start out with the first one. So if you're taking notes, and as soon as these little holiday seasons go by, I'll get back to my sermon notes, but I can't get away with these holiday messages, you know, these little different messages coming up. So here we're at Father's Day. Now I got 4th of July coming, so I'm going to do one on independence. And so we'll get back to it. So the first one is F. Father, the first letter is F, which stands for faithful. Okay, men, we need to be faithful to God, and we need to be faithful to our wife. Matthew 22, verse 37 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." I believe that Scripture tells us, men, that our relationship with God needs to be the number one thing in our lives. I think it's real clear. It should show up in our life. Our relationship with God should show up in our life. If you do not focus your love on God, and hear me, men, if you do not focus your love on God first, we have a tendency to start loving something else. We'll have a tendency to start loving maybe even someone else. Okay, so we want to be very careful about that. When we start spending time with something else, I'm leaving that out there for you, the Holy Spirit, to speak to your heart about. When we start spending a lot of time with something else or with someone else, it'll start the process of causing problems in your life that duct tape can't fix. You get the point? So be careful about that. Men, I think it's real important to spend quality time with Jesus. And for men, I think that huddles around Bible study, prayer, and personal worship time. And for men, I'm just going to share it. All right, here we go. The four elements. Remember that from high school? Not earth, wind, and fire, Jerry, but, you know, right? But some of y'all get that, you know, if you're over 40. But seriously, the four elements, right? Tammy's laughing. The four elements, you know, wind, air, earth, and fire. I mean, most men love to be around water, right? Just get right out of a creek or a river or a pond or ocean. The water, you know, it's like our body's made up of what? 70-80% of water anyway. So it's like compelling. So men love to be by water. Okay? So that's a good place to get along with the Lord and talk to Him and pray and maybe study the Bible. The earth, the dirt. Most men love getting around dirt, getting dirt on you. You know, get out there in the yard, get out there in the field, get out there in the dirt or something. Basically, getting out there in the woods, getting out there and walking, getting out in the, even if you're in the city, get out of state, you know, in a park or something. Just go where, get off in the woods. Those are good places for men to go and study. And then the air. I mean, anybody remember your kids? There's tornadoes coming up, hurricanes coming, the wind starts blowing. Anybody, what do most boys do? Run outside, right? Run outside. You don't feel that air. You don't feel the wind, the breeze. You know, we love getting around that, you know. And then fire, I mean, that's, you don't have to explain that one. I mean, we love being around fire, just get, you know, just mesmerized and just get around that fire. Man, there's just something about that. So those are places that men like to hang out. And as you're hanging out in those areas, I want to encourage you to pray, study the Bible, and worship the Lord. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to go off by yourself in the woods and just get you a nice spot or down by a creek or out in the water. You know, sit there. Lord, thank you, Lord. Man, Jesus, thank you for this beautiful pond, this beautiful river, this beautiful mountain. Lord, I thank you for my family. Just do a little praise and worship right there on your own. A little prayer time, praise and worship, mix it together. Whip out your little Bible study little thing, you know. Spend time. Men, the second part of that is, men, be faithful to your wives. Be faithful. Ephesians 5:25. I'm going to read it, so hang with me. It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And here it is, verse 28. In the same way, all men say this, in the same way. Say it one more time. In the same way. Here it is, verse 28. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Men, in the marriage union, you are responsible to be faithful to your wife as Christ was faithful and loved the church. Men, your children should see you. They should witness you loving your wife, being patient and kind and respecting her. They should see that and witness that from you. Amen? Your wife should be able to always count on you. Christ was willing to die for the church. And I know most men in here now, and I know you would die for your wife, most of you, if it come to that. But my question for you, man, this morning is, what are you willing to let die in your life in order to truly love and honor your wife? That's an important question. Number two, the second letter in father is A. If you're taking notes, it's anchor. Anchor. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10, God himself, I'm talking to men here, right? God himself will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. And we all know what an anchor means. So I'm not trying to insult your intelligence here. Woo. Way to go. There. Threw me off with all that coolness up there. That's awesome, man. Okay, an anchor is a chain or a heavy object, okay, we all know, that's thrown into the water overboard a ship to keep a boat or a ship secure, to keep it in place. I believe it ought to be the role of the father to be the anchor in the family. Now, I know Jesus is our anchor, and I know that sermon, and I know that message, but in talking about fatherhood and responsibilities, men, God's challenging us to be that anchor. We should not be looking to our wives to fulfill this role. Families are under attack. The enemy focuses on the head, which is the man. You can look at any of the statistics that are out there. The statistics concerning divorce and teenage pregnancy and suicide and drug addiction and peer pressures and all these things. The enemy comes at the head of it. And those kind of things that I'm mentioning cannot be fixed by duct tape. Every family needs the father to be an anchor. Every family needs the father to step up to the plate. Now listen closely to this right here. This is the whole theme of this message right here. Every family needs the father to be the glue that holds the family together. Whether it's the father, the grandfather, the family is off here or there or scattered, that father of that family, that grandfather of that family, still God is calling us to be that glue, that steadfast, you can count on me. That's why I gave each man one of these pieces of duct tape. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Every family needs the father to be the spiritual leader of the home. Men, it's time that we give our wives a break. Amen? Number three. The third letter is transparent. Transparent. Titus 2, 6 and 8. Titus 2, 6 and 8. It says, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. Encourage the young men to be self-controlled. Here's another one, dads. Listen up, men. In everything, set for them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and the soundness of speech that cannot be condemned. so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. That's Scripture. That's not me and my little sermon thing here. That's the Scripture. It is one thing to give our children instruction, but it's another thing that we live by it. We are an example of what we're teaching. And see, the real example is what we said at home. That's who we really are. Man, we can put on a little face in church. You know, we can duke it out on the way to church. All that stuff, you know, that goes on. Maybe not, I don't know. But the real example is at home. What are we doing at home? I want to encourage you to be transparent. A transparent family man allows his children to see him in the good and in the bad. When things are awesome and when things get really crazy, be transparent. Allow your children to see you make mistakes. Allow your children to see you correct those mistakes. Man, it's okay to apologize to your children or your wife. Let them see you apologize to your wife. Let them witness you apologize to your son for saying that, for doing that. It's okay. Your children will learn valuable lessons about life as they see you and watch you operate in this godly fashion. Can I get an amen? So, a real man, a godly man, is a transparent man. Number four. The fourth letter is H. H stands for hardworking. Now, I've probably preached this several times already, so y'all hang with me if you've been around. Okay, but hardworking. 1 Timothy 5:8. It says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I'm a firm believer that men, we need to work hard and we need to take care of our family. And what working hard means, even God recognizes hard work, doesn't he? And what that means is, A, providing for our family. They need food on the table, roof over their heads, and clothes on their back. But also, ready? Also, it means providing not only the physical needs, but the mental, the emotional, and spiritual needs of our family. There's this thing, this notion out there that men are only here to work hard, bring home the bacon, and provide the physical needs, and that's it. That's not true. That's not what the Bible teaches. Men, we are responsible for also leading in the area of providing the emotional needs of our wife and our children, those mental and spiritual needs. And man, sometimes all it takes is you to just shut up and stop trying to fix it and just listen. And we've all heard this before, right? I have to be reminded of this. I was reminded again in Sunday school class this morning. Lynn's over there. Oh my God, it's hot in here. Oh my God. She's like, and I was just about to say something. I caught it about right there. I literally had to just close my mouth. I should have put that duct tape over my mouth, right? Pete saw me. I was like, I was wanting to say something, but you know, that would have been really wrong that time, you know. Y'all look at me like y'all ain't never done that. Men are also responsible for the care of the emotional needs of their wife. Listen to your children. Listen to your wives. Men are responsible for their spiritual needs also. And a lot of times that being responsible for the spiritual means, it just means simply just being a godly father by leading by example. You don't have to be a super spiritual, Bible-thumping father, man. Nobody is. I'm not either. You know what I mean? But it's that consistent day-by-day trust in the Lord, right? Walking the Spirit, reading and studying the Bible. And there's days I don't. There's days I go by, I don't read and study the Bible or listen to Christian music. If you're in here and you say you do it every day, then, you might talk to the Lord about that one. Right? Well, you might, though. I don't know. Put a star by your name. You know? Well, that's okay. I'm meddling now, so I'm going to be quiet. The fifth one. Is it okay if I be that honest with you guys? All right. So the fifth letter is E. So you got Father, F-A-T-H-E. This one is elastic. It stands for elastic. John 16:33. John 16:33. It says, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart. Everybody say, take heart. Take heart. I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus said. All right? So, fathers, there are going to be times, and most of you are old enough here, you understand exactly what I mean, when you're going to be stretched. Amen? You're going to be stretched. There's going to be times when you're just not going to know how to handle this one or what to do. Right? There's going to be times it's going to be tougher than others. So you got to be flexible. Like going to a chiropractor sometimes, it's going to be, you get you all twisted up. So bear with me. Here's my little joke. Ready? I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to do it anyway. There was a guy who kind of leaned slightly to the left. His friend suggested he go and see a chiropractor and have his legs checked. After years of refusing, he finally went to the chiropractor only to discover that one leg was 3/4 of an inch shorter than his right leg. In one session of adjusting, he was cured, and both legs are exactly the same length now, and he no longer leans to the left. His friend said, I told you, so you didn't believe me and you wouldn't go see the chiropractor, but now he fixed your leg. And his friend just simply looked at him and said, I stand corrected. Sorry. I'm sorry, Adam. That's lame, I know. So you got to be a little flexible, you know, elasticity, right? You get flexible, you know, in raising kids. So dads, especially when your children push the boundaries or they start going off into a different road that's maybe not the road that you wanted them to go down. So dads are going to have to be a little flexible, Learned years ago, sometimes we just have to pick our battles. And most of you know what I mean by that. You pray, encourage, provide support and structure, and everything, trust God. You just have to trust God, you know. And because if you're young fathers here, you know, we might have a few, or young fathers real quickly, there'll be times that it gets really tough. And you have to really trust the Lord with all your heart. But know from this scripture to take heart. Take heart. Jesus is already the victor, which means we are on the winning side. Jesus will help us to be the best fathers that we can. Therefore, there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Right? All right, the last one, number 6. The last letter is R, which stands for respected. Respected. Romans 14:17-18. For the kingdom of God is, and it goes into righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way, listen closely, is pleasing to God and approved by men. It's pleasing to God and approved by men. Men, our lives should be such that we are respected by God, family, and community. And that respect should be evident in three major areas in our lives. Here they are: our conduct in our daily affairs at work and business, our conduct inside the confines of our own home, and the third one, our conduct when we believe no one else sees or hears. Our name, as Christ followers, as Christians, our names, and women too, right? Here we go. Our name should carry a quality of respect about it. Not that everyone will necessarily love you, and some folks won't even like you. But as the Scripture just told us, but they have little choice. They have to respect us because of the way we conduct ourselves. Amen? That's what the Bible says. It's duct tape. It's probably one of the most well-rounded adhesive tapes on the market. It can literally hold anything together. Do you know that if duct tape is left out in misty weather for a few hours, it loses all of its adhesive qualities? I experimented with it when I researched this just to make sure, and it does. In other words, men, listen very closely. In other words, that strong multi-use tape becomes useless when exposed to the wrong elements. If we as fathers become exposed to negative, unhealthy, and unwholesome elements, we too will start losing our vital qualities as a father. And before you know it, we will not be the adhesive, strong glue that holds our family together. I don't know about you, but my family is very, very important to me. And the way I see you guys interact with your families and bringing your families to church, that tells me that you are a man that loves your family. So I pray that none of you men in here will lose your adhesive. Right? All right, so let's close it. Fathers, the fact is, we only get one opportunity. We only get one opportunity, guys, to be a father and a grandfather to our children. Let's ask Him for guidance. Let's ask Him for wisdom. The good news is that God will provide the guidance for us. Everybody look at me. The duct tape. The duct tape that I give you, man, right? I know it's kind of funny and childish, but I took the time to rip this and tape it and drew the cross. But I want you to try to keep this. If you keep it, your pocket's going to fall apart. You know, it's going to get hot. Maybe keep it somewhere where you put your keys or keep it in your wallet. Or it's duct tape. It's going to last forever, probably. Simple little silly thing. I hope it reminds you each day that your family needs you to be the glue that holds them together. Will you try to keep it a long time? I know it's silly. You can keep it in your sock drawer. Every once in a while you run across that and you go, yeah. Amen? All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for challenging us. Thank you for these men. I pray in the name of Jesus for these men, for the men that's not here, for the men that's supposed to be here. And Lord, for the men that's out there lost in the world that one day will be here, because you know you're calling them to come to Pauline Baptist Church or come to any of the Bible-believing churches out there. Not just us, but pray that they all end up in church somewhere, letting their children be loved on and discipled and do fun things, and where they can, these men can learn to be men, godly husbands, godly fathers and grandfathers. We just pray in Jesus' name, Father. And Lord, if there's one here this morning that does not know you as their personal Savior, Father, when we do this song of invitation, I just pray they'll walk down here and talk to me, and I'd be glad to pray with them. And we love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.